Right now, paleontology is booming. Lots of scientists are entering the field, competing for academic and research jobs, and a new dinosaur species is being discovered on average every 10 days.
Many people who work in paleontology think what's happening today is tied to a summer blockbuster that hit movie theaters 25 years ago.
Joffrey, raise the gate!
I remember leaving my kindergarten class, running to the car where my aunt and uncle were picking me up, and they took me to the movie theater and took me to go see this PG-13 rated movie called Jurassic Park. And from the onset, when you see that first cage with the raptor in it, I was standing on top of my chair.
That is paleontologist Joseph Fredrickson. He's part of the Jurassic Park generation that's now helping to create a golden age of dinosaur discovery.
Right off the bat, Dinomania. I owned every dinosaur Jurassic Park thing that I could get my hands on. And for at least 4 to 5 years, Jurassic Park was the biggest thing in my life. But going through adolescence, you know, you kind of forget about those things. And it wasn't really until I got into college and I kind of started to reflect on really what did I want to do with my life. And I ended up picking up Jurassic Park, the novel, again at that point. And I read it and I found myself getting more and more interested in it again as I got through it. As soon as I put it down, I realized I needed to enroll in a paleontology class or a earth science class to learn more. The Jurassic generation is 100% a thing. I have colleagues, so many colleagues, who are, you know, in their early 30s, who were just children when Jurassic Park came out. And I have no doubt that it meant just as much to every one of them as it did to me, and can really point to that moment as being one of these life-changing events that really made them want to get into paleontology. You know, we are finding more dinosaurs and more prehistoric animals than we ever have before at a rate that is just unprecedented, and it's not going to stop anytime soon because we have an army of paleontologists who are chomping at the bit to get out there, who are all, in my situation, starting their careers right now.
That's Joseph Fredrickson, a newly minted professor at Southwestern Oklahoma State University. He's a member of the Jurassic Park generation, paleontologists who were first inspired by the Steven Spielberg film 25 years ago.
Fredrickson will defend his PhD dissertation at the end of this month. It addresses a question prompted by the original Jurassic Park. Did velociraptors, in fact, hunt in packs? His conclusion? The movie probably took some liberties.